Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eddie Coleman is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Every battery for every need. The great Eddie Coleman. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Joe, how we doing? Hello, Evan.
I'm not great because I want this DeGrom thing done. I want it done. What the hell is going on?
I wish I could tell you. I wish I could. I'm sure he feels the same way. I'm sure he wishes he could tell you. I don't know. Listen, they have till Thursday, but it's Monday as the days tick by. And we've had, I think, in the last 2 weeks, I think it's 17, if I counted correctly, extensions that have been done over the last couple of weeks in spring training. And certainly guys that, are of his stature around baseball. So I don't know. I can't answer that. Only one person or a couple of people can.
You know,
and they're not talking.
Well, we heard Syndergaard's comments about it. Let me ask you this. Is that something right now, Eddie, that is starting to become a problem? Like guys are really upset about it in the locker room? Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's festering as a problem, but I've said this since the beginning of spring training when I started talking to you guys. I don't think it sets a good example or a good tone in that locker room. I do know this, that everyone in that locker room is watching it. And what does it say to the other guys who, like it here and might want to stay here if you can't go out and sign your best player and can't get that done? I think it speaks volumes. And I think, the Confortos and the Syndergaards and other people in that room, are paying close attention. I don't think it sets a great tone. And I still feel that way and will feel that way if they don't get it done. Hopefully they can.
It's funny because I think we'd all agree that Pete Alonso making the team is bad business when it comes to team control. They basically give away a year of control of Pete Alonso. But one of the reasons why, if the Mets do it, I'd look at it and say, well, it is bad business, but here are the positives, is the message it sends. It sends a message of, hey, we're here to win. We'll worry about 5 years down the road. If we like them, hopefully we'll extend them anyway. This is contradictory in a way. In ways, it's consistent that the Mets don't care about 3-4 years down the road by not extending DeGrom, by giving away of a year away of Alonso service time. But for any good message it sends of Alonso making the team, I think it wipes it away that every team in baseball, they're extending guys, Eddie, who have not played in the major leagues like Eloy Jimenez. They're extending guys 2 years away from free agency like Mike Trout, 4 years away from free agency, Alex Bregman, 1 year away from free agency, Paul Goldschmidt and Chris Sale. Miles Mikolas is getting a freaking extension off one good year. Blake Snell's getting an extension. Severino, who stunk in the second half of the year, is getting an extension. The message of Alonso is almost wiped out by the message of DeGrom.
Yeah, listen, we obviously know what it has to do with. It has to do with coming to a meeting of the minds on the monetary part and where you sit and years as well. I'm pretty sure Jake would like to go to age 36. I'm not sure that the Mets want to go there, and I'm sure there's some discrepancy in the money as well too. But I listen, and I know Blake Snell was only $50 million. Listen to me. Only $50 million, but the Tampa Bay Rays are not known for shelling out a lot of dough. So he was the Cy Young Award winner in the other league, and they got him wrapped up. He was the last one that I remember anyway. So it does not set a great example. I think there's also you have to deal with perception sometimes. That there is perception, there is reality. I understand that. But the perception, I think, of with Met fans is, that this guy, he's well-liked, he's very important to this team, and all of the above is true. He's per se the leader of this team right now, and he's looked at that way in the locker room. So I think messing around with it, to me, is not a good idea. I do understand that it might be hard to come to a midpoint between the two. There's a lot of things that do work against Jake. There's no question about that. He's older than others, but at the same time, I think you have to get it done. And I'm surprised that it hasn't been done.
Let me ask you this. Do you see, I know the deadline is opening day on Thursday. Do you see a scenario where they actually would, you know, would get a deal done during the year, Eddie?
I don't know, Joe. That's hard to say. I mean, I'm sure that there would be conversations. You know, you're not going to absolutely cut off conversations
first pitch on
Thursday. So there would be conversations. You know, Jake doesn't want to be involved in that. I don't think he's going to reach out to his agents to talk to them. I just think, you know, if you don't get it done, you go through the whole year and you're that much closer to free agency. And this is a guy also who's pretty much held up his hand and said, I want to be here. You know, I want to be part of this. That's not going to affect him on the mound at all. You know, people are worried about that. Forget it. Okay. He's too much of a competitor and that's what you love about him. And that's why you should sign him. But that's not going to affect him at all. He's not going to do an innings limit thing. He's going to go out and compete like he always does. But, you know, you get a year closer to free agency, you know, what's preventing him from sitting back and saying, okay, well, you know, I made it this far. Why don't I just keep going? So, because he's going to make a, you know, if he has not even a year like he had last year, if he has a good year, he's probably going to make somewhere in the vicinity, I would think, of, you know, $24-25 million next year in arbitration, I would think. But, I'm not the arbitrator, so I don't know.
How does Brody deal with the fact that he's coming across like a hypocrite right now? Like, how does he answer that when, as an agent, he said either sign him or trade him, and there's a really good chance he's going to do neither?
He's talked around it pretty good thus far. I would assume he continues to do so. He's got to be the point man for, others who are making that monetary decision. But, you know, I mean, everyone realizes the situation that he's in. He was the guy that, you know, called for a pay me or trade me kind of thing last year when he was DeGrom's agent, and now he's on the other side. So I think everyone knows what the reality is. So he's had a rather difficult time talking around it, but so far he's done a pretty good job. So we'll see. As you get closer, we'll see.
You know, Syndergaard was complaining, obviously, about this travel schedule, Eddie. What's your thoughts on that? Is that the general consensus of the team feeling that way? I mean, how about that?
Well, we're in Sarasota right now waiting for this game with the Orioles. It's 70 here. I heard it's 17 in Syracuse. So
yes, 17. You know, it's actually not bad here, by the way. It's not terrible here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. They're going to be indoors. It's not going to be a crusher. The real reason they're going, obviously, this is a new AAA affiliate. Syracuse is excited about it. They want to bring some excitement or keep that excitement up and sell some tickets. Okay, let's be honest. And that's the big reason why Tebow was there, too, for that matter. It doesn't make a lot of sense. The players aren't crazy about it. They would rather, you know, just maybe relax a little bit after spring and get ready for the season. The perplexing thing to me, I guess, is, and I know this is hard to do sometimes, but the Mets have been trying for the last couple of seasons. I think you guys would remember, I think it was 2 years ago, they tried to play Army at West Point.
Right.
And it got snowed out. And I think they've talked to the Naval Academy as well. But to me, you know, you're going to open in Washington. I would have tried to work out something with Annapolis.
Right.
On there.
Yep,
it would have been good. The players would have loved that. I was talking to Zach Wheeler, who's pitching here today. He said, I would love that. He says, they always show you around. They take care of you. That would be a great thing. They could have gone there and played an exhibition game. Now, I don't, you know, maybe Navy's elsewhere. I don't know. But I'm just saying, if they had that in mind, you know, before the season starts, it's kind of like an exhibition. Why not do that? You're in Annapolis, and then Washington is like a stone's throw away. Then you're right there for the opening day. Makes sense to me. Makes more sense than Syracuse. But, again, that's the reason they're going to pump it up for Syracuse.
I get it, though. It's a new affiliate. I think they want to make the people up there happy. Am I crazy to think, and I don't want to put Devin Mesoraco in the Hall of Fame. I'm not trying to do it. But I've seen enough of Travis d'Arnaud. I've seen a lot of Tomas Nito. Devin Mesoraco is a better option than those two guys as a backup catcher. What the heck am I missing here?
Well, they don't want to give up on d'Arnaud and his offensive capability. I think that's become obvious. Is he ready? No. Will he, you know, be ready in a month? Well, I guess we're going to find out because it looks like extended spring for him and keep the bat going and and you know, try to work on the defense a little bit. But they're not about to give up on him. So that's really the reason Mesoraco is not here. And, you know, Nito is on the 40. So, I think part of it, though, is, too, as well, and Mesoraco was not happy about the situation. But, you know, there was nobody else that reached out to him. They did. They had upward mobility clauses. He, Rajah Davis, and Echevarria all had upward mobility clauses in their contracts. In other words, if another team reached out to them and they had a spot on the roster for them, they could go. The Mets would not hold them back from that. But none of them did, and that's why they were assigned. I think Mesoraco thought he had a very good chance of making the club. There were other people who did too. That's for sure. You know, because of his relationship with the pitchers on this team. But you know, the other thing is that if Mesoraco's here and they're going to keep Darnold, that's a short shelf life as a Met for Mesoraco, because you're not going to keep three catchers. And part of it, I think, is in benefit to him that maybe he can latch on somewhere else. I believe that's what they were thinking as well. It's not totally, you know, screw you. I do think they were thinking of him in the long term a little bit. It just is not going to work out here for him, that's for sure.
Mm. And Alonso's going to be with the team Thursday, yes?
Yes, he will. We were talking to him before downstairs. Both of them will be there now.
Right.
You know, injury-wise, it works out. But I think that's one of the better stories of spring training. Both guys kind of got the gauntlet thrown down to them. You know, show us what you got, prove it, and they both did.
So who plays yeah. against Scherzer on opening
yeah,
day?
Who's playing?
Doesn't it have to be Dom Smith?
I think it's Alonso. I think it is. I mean, I'll be surprised if it isn't. But, you know, then again, I told you guys at the beginning of spring training that Frazier would be opening day first baseman. So, you know, but he's hurt, so... Right. I think it's my guess would be, I mean, if I had to guess now, and they're being very, you know, closed about it as to how they're going to do it. They're not talking strict platoon. They're talking numbers and all this stuff. But I would guess that Alonso would play games 1 and 3 because the lefty Corbin is going in the third game, and you'd probably see Dom in game 2. That's my guess. Now, you know, could they start Alonso in all 3 and move Dom in later for defense? I guess they could do it that way too, but. I think you'd like to get Dom a start in there and let him get 4 at bats. So we'll see how they play it. But I think, anyway, Alonso would be their opening day. That's my feeling, but I don't know that.
And McNeil at third base opening day? Is that what it looks
yeah.
like?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be there. I mean, I thought he was your opening day left fielder.
Right.
And injuries
right.
preclude that. Lowry is nowhere near ready. I'm not sure when he's going to be. I would say mid April now for Lowry.
How about Frazier?
I think Frazier's a little closer than that. That's my sense, that he's a little bit closer. But with Lowry, I think it's going to be mid-April. He really hasn't done baseball activity, you know, a lot of it anyway. Maybe some throwing in that, but that's about it. But McNeil's looked pretty decent at third base. He's handled it very well. So that gives you at least, I guess, some encouragement that he can bop around to different places on the diamond, you know.
Maybe staying there forever. Staying there forever wouldn't be bad either.
It wouldn't be bad. No, I hear you, but they paid Lowry 2 years in play. I think they're going to use him.
ideally, I want those guys healthy. And I think McNeil could be really valuable as a guy that goes all over the place, as long as he hits, which I think he'll be able to do.
Who's playing center field Thursday?
It's Figueres, I think. I think you may have your opening day lineup here in Sarasota today. It is, I'll give it to you here. Okay. Nimmo.
Yep.
Nimmo in
Alonso
in left field.
2. I like that.
Alonso
2.
Yeah. Right.
Cano is 3rd. Conforto, cleanup. Ramos, 5.
Right.
McNeil is 6.
Right.
Rosario, 7. They have Smith as a DH here today. That won't be there. But then Ligaris in the 8th spot, if you will. And then Willis, pitcher. But, you know, with DeGrom. I would have to say that has a very good chance of being the opening day lineup, minus Smith as a DH.
I like that. I like Alonso hitting, too. You're throwing him right into the middle of the mix. You're breaking up a couple of lefties. I like that lineup. But one last thing. I know we got to go to the update with Mink. They are breaking a trend here, the Mets. They are letting Pete Alonso make this team forget about service time. What's the motivation behind this?
Well, the thing that – don't forget, though, that they can send him back down. You know, they can recoup that service time, okay? They can do that. You know, he can be sent down if he's not handling it here. Now, from what I see – And again, I know spring training is spring training, and don't believe anything, and don't believe records and numbers and all that stuff, but this kid handles the bat well. He is not just a slugger. He's a baseball player. He can play. The defense will be a work in progress, but it's gotten better. But he goes the other way. From what I see, he is an RBI bat. He knows what to do with men on base and moving guys around the bases. And that's not just crush a ball and knock in three. He's a player. So I think he may be here for good, but that possibility still exists. If it doesn't work, and he struggles in the first couple of weeks of the season and Frazier is ready and comes back, you know, you could see him sent down. It is possible. So, but I think he's probably going to make every effort and do what he can to stay right here all year. And he may very well do that.
Eddie, we appreciate it.
Who you got winning the tournament, Ed? Quick.
I have Virginia, so they're still – well, listen, all the top seeds are alive. But,
yes.
I don't know. I don't think they've looked particularly good, but they were better yesterday. But, but I have Virginia, winning it all. Who you guys got?
I got Duke. I went right out on a limb, and I went Duke.
Duke.
I do have Virginia in the Final Four, though, I will say that.
Yeah, I could, Virginia and Duke, they could play in the final, correct?
I
think I have them in the final, yes. Yes,
yes. That could be the final. Yes.
Yeah, so we'll see. But,
we'll see.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thank you, Eddie.
Eddie, see you.
All right, guys.
Eddie,
see you soon.
Eddie, see you opening day.
See on the Mets and everything that's going on there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.